So you guys, you and Stephanie, are here to talk about Tucker Day. So
not his wife, his sister.
Yes, sister. Thank you.
Thank God, not his wife.
I knew that. I didn't say that though. So let's talk about Tucker Day is coming up this Saturday. But remind us, like, fill us in on why we celebrate Tucker Day. What does this mean?
What it means is we try to put all the kids on the same level. In other words, whether you have money or no money, we want all the kids to enjoy their day. Everything's free. Of course, you all know, if you all know me, in 2013, I lost my biological son. So the city has made a proclamation of every second Saturday in September that it's going to be Tucker Day. So we celebrate that with all the kids and the community and the families all get together, and everything's free. So as a matter of fact, Tucker's tombstone is SpongeBob, and he has his arms and SpongeBob's smiling, because I didn't want all the kids in the county to come up and be all sad and upset and everything. So I want them to smile and be happy. So it's a celebration of Tucker's life, and it's to put all the other families on the same page. Right. Go ahead, Steph.
No, I'm just with you. I'm just with you. It's the one day out of the year, like Philip said, it's the one day out of the year where all these families, rich, poor, we don't care what race you are, everybody comes together, not in celebration so much, even though that's great that we celebrate, you know, the life of Tucker. It's just that it's a free day for kids, guys. Everything's free. All of our businesses in the county, in the city, out here in Hardin County, we have businesses and groups and organizations that join us. They give of not only their money, because it is a lot to put this on for these guys, but they give their time. And it's a Saturday, and you know how times are hard right now, and it's hard to find employees that they need to come to work. So they've got their employees themselves, these business owners, coming down, setting up shop. They give away everything free. What you see down there, it's free. Everything in your little goodie bag for your kids, everything's free. You walk through that door, you eat for free, you drink for free. Everything is free.
Is the rides free?
We don't have any rides per se, but The inflatables, the slides, you know, they're all free. So everything's free. There's nothing that costs. You walk through that door, it's free. We just want everybody, those single moms that have four kids. I was a single mom, you know, that had four kids, couldn't afford things back in the day. Guess what? It's free. You don't have to worry about paying for your kids that day.
So
just come
wait
out.
A minute. So you're telling me if I bring my three kids up there, I can like eat free and have fun the whole day?
Do you have three kids?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah, they can bring you.
I'm sending them.
Listen, they can bring, you can, yes, bring your kids, and then you guys can come and bring our kids. Just come and pick up my grandkids, too, because
yep,
they'd love to come, and I've got a lot going on. I've got a lot going on that day, so.
Bring other people's kids.
Yeah, we don't care. Bring whoever. Go to your neighbor, get their kids, bring them down.
Bring them on down, and we want to see smiles and
they'll
happiness.
Have fun.
That's what we want
it's
to see.
Nothing about fun that day. We give away prizes, and you don't have to buy to get these prizes or enter anything. You just get prizes. It's just a fun,
wait a
free
minute,
day.
Are we giving away stuff?
You are giving away stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And this is a community thing, and it's not just our city and our county, it's county, our neighboring counties. Everybody gives. It's just a giving day, which is so cool. And that's why it's so important, guys, when you shop local, you're not only helping those businesses, but those businesses give back to you. And that's what they're doing that day. They're giving back.
Make sure when you're all down there to make sure you all thank all the vendors. I know you'll probably see, you know, thousands of people down there, but make sure you please thank all the vendors that are down there. Stop at every booth and thank them very much.
Well, thank you guys for what you do, because I know for the big picture of why you even got on this platform, and you two have been huge advocates for this, but what was the real mission behind, you know, what you guys are doing?
Stephanie, go ahead. You want to?
So, a lot of you don't know, but Philip, my brother, his child, Tucker, had just turned 13 years old, and he was murdered by his mom's live-in boyfriend. It was a double murder suicide. So there was no justice, basically, for Tucker. And Tucker had just turned 13. We had been going on in the court system, through the court system, for over 5 years when Philip had a custody battle with his ex-wife. I'm trying not to get in too many details, right. But it was it's child abuse. It was a child abuse case. So we know what you guys go through out here in the counties, in the cities. We know what you go through with the government. We understand all that. We went and fought Child Protective Services. You know, we did all that stuff for years. We fought the system trying to get custody of Tucker, trying to get him in a safe home. The best we could do was a week on with Philip and a week off, and that was the whole family fighting right next door to Philip. You know, we all fought it pretty hard.
And you know, 2 weeks after that, you know, the news come to me and asked me and sit down and had an interview with me about Tucker and the whole situation. And I told them that it was just a couple weeks after he got murdered. I told them, I said, I know there's two things that I want to do. I says, is I want to create a foundation for kids. And we did that. And I said, I wanted to pass a law. And we did that. So I got one more mission. And I won't stop. I will keep going. I will keep digging to protect these families and these children out here in this community, whatever it takes.
Thank you so much for what you do, because you have really pushed. The two of you have pushed so hard, and doing that in the name of the children who can't speak for themselves and who can't represent themselves. And, you know, no matter what their situation is, there is hope. And so I thank you for using Tucker as an inspiration to bring hope to other people.
Well, thank you for the Wolf having us on here. And just remember, never give up. Never give up.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
All right. We are Quixie 98.3.